Good morning, everybody. This is Keith with Big League Fishing, and my buddy Doug is gone, so he has left the house and left me and Josh here holding the fishing poles with not a bite on the other end. Josh, what do you think about that guy?
Left us hanging.
Just left us hanging. I mean,
we had no idea.
No.
We show up, you know, we have some trouble with some UK Parkers that just decide to move your cones and all that stuff.
What about
stuff.
That? What's up with that?
I don't know, but some guy in Alexis, I guess he pays more taxes, so... You know,
he
deserved more. So.
He can pay that fine he got.
That's right. So,
on top of the fact, we got a hold of him. Said, "Where are you at?" And he's in the Cincinnati airport,
getting ready to leave for California.
Yeah, fly to California.
Isn't that the way it always is?
I don't know. This drives me nuts.
Me too.
And wonder why I've dogged him like I do. You know, I mean. There's not another guy in this world, I think, more deserving than him to being aggravating.
There's no other person. How was the boat show this weekend? I didn't get to go.
Oh, the boat show was great. You know, they set us up a little booth. I thought that was kind of neat over to the side. They
really?
Had us. Yeah, I think it was in the last stall in the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were in there and got to see a lot of guys I run across and used to fish with and still fish with and against. And the great guys over at Pittsburgh Marine, I spent about half the time over there. And the new they had a pontoon there, Josh. That had two twin 300 horsepower.
Was that the
motors.
One that they set up out front?
Yeah, over 100 grand.
It's
a big blue one, that's UK blue.
That's like twice the size of my house.
Oh, I'm telling you. And three, $100,000+.
Yep.
Yes.
And
I ordered two of them. I got me one, you one.
Probably like three or four times worth my house, actually. So.
But it was a good show. Seemed like, you know, a lot of turnout. I think people were ready to get out. And then I had my phone, and thank goodness I could get the ESPN. So I watched the Cats put it to South Carolina.
Nice.
You know, and they're playing well right now. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as we're taping this, they're getting ready to beat Tennessee. So
That's what we're hoping for tonight.
Oh,
some
yeah.
revenge.
Yeah, what's going on with your man cave?
Well, you know, we're doing an episode here every single week, putting them up. It's a Man Cave Sports podcast. You go to WLXG.com and you click on podcasts. And along with Big League Fishing, you'll see Man Cave Sports podcast. You just click that as well, and we get you an episode a week. You can subscribe. You can listen. You can go to that page and hit play on all of them at once and just give us a bunch of plays.
Yeah.
I don't really care if you listen to it. Just give us the plays.
Now, exactly what do you cover in this kind of stuff?
Everything.
Everything?
Sports. Well,
all sports.
Just everything sports. You know?
I see. Okay.
And then a little bit extra, you know, just like you and Doug do.
Yeah.
Just a little bit extra.
Unfortunately, we have more extra than we have fishing.
Sometimes it gets like that.
Yeah. Hey, now the Big League Fishing, now you said you were trying to get us on iTunes. Is that available yet? Or
we are currently in battles with iTunes.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of fun right now. They keep on sending back your image to me, and I keep on trying different ways to put it on there. So we're going to have to get in talks with the graphic artist and maybe get something together on that.
But
I'm working on it.
Now, is this Doug's image or it's not my image?
It's both your all's images. they're just saying, no, we can't put that up for public display. That ain't working.
Hey, I've seen it a lot.
I'm sure you guys have.
A bunch of times.
But for some reason, they just keep on kicking it back. They say it's explicit or something. I don't know.
No, but we can. You still have our podcast from our shows, don't you?
Yeah, those are up there.
Go to WLXG.
There is a page for it. It's just we aren't on iTunes yet. We're trying to get it there.
Okay.
And you can go to that WLXG.com, click the podcast, click Big League Fishing, and you can get our episodes. And they're in a big chunk. So it's just like you just sit down and you listen to about 45 minutes of our show.
Oh, okay. Okay,
it's pretty
great.
Cool.
Yeah. I've had some people ask me how they used to do that because they don't want to get up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys are just lazy and don't want to get up early.
And you can speed it up and make us sound like chipmunks or slow it down if you get really bored with us. It's whichever.
I guess that would work. But, you know, I guess what we're going to have to do for the rest of the show, I guess we need to put us a best of, if there's such a thing, and we'll try to get back.
Maybe an of, as you said.
We'll just go with of. This is Big League Fishing of.
We're going to put together a few different interviews. Maybe we'll have a few of the guys that Doug's brought in. He's got some famous friends. You know
oh,
how
yeah.
that
He's
is.
Got lots of famous friends.
Some of the guys you brought in, Mark Melendez and those guys, we'll get those on.
Okay.
And we'll play those out for the next three segments.
Good deal.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Of course, I'm sitting here. I'm pleasure. I'm privileged to have a guest in here tonight. We can't get him
that's
on
right.
the show.
He's just hanging out.
Yeah.
That's how privileged we are. We get superstars that just want to come and watch.
I'm honored because I used to love to watch him on basketball, play for the University of Kentucky.
I got the privilege of watching a game with him one time.
Oh, really?
It was pretty awesome.
Where was this at?
It was over at Rupp Arena.
At Rupp Arena.
Yeah. It was a good time. Good time for sure. Derek Hoard in the studio with us today.
Man, I'm honored. I truly am.
You got one more off.
Are we treating you better than Matthew does?
Absolutely. I'm staying in here.
Hey.
We'll keep you.
Now, Matthew loves to give Doug a hard time. He don't give me much of a hard time, but he really gets after Doug.
Well, everybody's got to get after Doug.
Did you see our Facebook page last week?
What's that?
I roasted him. You know, of course, he lied, and we called him a big liar last week, just straight up. And so I put the picture of him on Facebook of him catching them fish, which I really don't know if he caught them or not. I think he got on somebody's fish basket down there.
I think that's what it was.
But anyway,
he's probably reaching around in one of them Ranger boats, just like,
I rode him pretty hard about it. You need to pull that up and look at it.
I'll take a look at it.
but you know, we need to utilize that Facebook page a little bit better. And so if you got an idea you want us to, or somebody you want us to get on, or some particular question or lake or something you want to know something about, just get on our Big League Fishing Facebook page and like it and ask us something. Yeah, we'll lie or something. We'll figure something out.
We're professionals.
Know. Oh, yeah. I can.
Professional something.
Yeah. Well, at least one of us is. Doug is anyhow. So I guess what we're going to have to do for the rest of the show here is via the best of, and we'll have some good interviews. And, oh, man, here comes Mr. Matthew Lawrence in here right now. We was just talking good about him. But anyway, the rest of the show will be a best of, and I hope you get to tune in. Listen to you. Hope you get to go fishing this weekend. Have a good time because my buddy is in California. Left me here by myself. Big League Fishing.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
We're back with Big League Fish and our special guest, Mr. Marty Stone, today from Major League Fishing. Of course, a long time bass fishing pro. Let me ask you something. When you're out there, I know you get to pre-fish some and probably mess around, but surely you got to miss it a little bit, don't you?
You know, it's funny you ask that because I have a full-time producer and a full-time cameraman in the boat with me, and they've been with me literally from day one. In the first couple events, I'm like, boys, this is my last event being an analyst. I'm coming back. These guys stink, and I can see it. And this past year was the first year when I got out of the boat after the last event. The producer looked at me. He said, "You're pretty content, aren't you?" I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" One, I have no desire to go back out there full-time. I've got the greatest job in the world now, being Major League Fishing and then with Morgan Stanley. So there's my shameless plug.
That's okay.
and I've really got the greatest job in the world that I get to watch the best in the business now every day. Now, my only regret is that I didn't have the knowledge that I've got now 20 years ago. I've learned so much from watching these guys day in and day out. But it's allowed me to do something a little bit different that's fun and exciting. I've got a couple young anglers that I'm working with as mentoring. And it's just a way for me to help them, maybe their learning curve, because, as I said before, I know what good looks like. I've seen it now for multiple years. And there's a reason some of the best are the best. Their decisions on the water, how they handle themselves. So, no, I have no desire to get back in that boat full time. I still enjoy a weekend tournament every now and then, but I'm good right here on the sidelines. I can tell everybody how good I would be and not have to do a thing.
Let me tell you something, Marty. I watched this episode where Brent Ayler went out in the first period, you know, on the drop shot.
That was stout.
That cat can fish, though. You know, I've competed against him for, 8 years there in a row. And, I mean, he is the man to beat on the FLW Tour. And I think he's jumped over to the elites this year, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
But, anyway, that cat can catch them shallow deep. But when it comes to a drop shot and him finding them and looking at them on that depth finder, he's the best. And that's something that I really need to learn to do. But he is out.
He is the best I've ever seen. And I've watched Aaron for many, many, many times. And there's no comparison between Aaron is good, Brent is great at that. But take it to a different level, too. Brent, and I've watched him time and time again, he's good at a lot of things. He goes down the bank, and he is as smooth as I've seen of any of these anglers. I don't think he'll be the next Kevin because he'll run out of time. I've always said the next Van Dam is in middle school, maybe high school, but Brent is going to push a lot of records before he's done. When he's going to go to Elite Series and make a lot of noise, he's as good as I've been around in a long, long time. And I remember meeting him when he was a long-headed little kid at Lake Amistad doing a Lucky Craft Riders Conference, and Skeet couldn't stand him. And I'm like, this guy right here is going to whip somebody's tail, and he's doing it.
He is.
Is there anybody out there that has maybe surprised you either better than you thought they would be or worse than you thought they would be as you've been going through this?
Wow, if I started naming the worst, that they never speak to
that
me
again. That would be
again.
Good. No, that's a bad question.
I have learned that how good some of them really are. Brent Ayler, Gary Klein, Faircloth, Edwin comes to mind. There's a host of them. There's some that I can tell really need the benefit of those 3 days practice. Mm. There's some that are just really not in their element, showing up with no information, with no practice, with no help, and I'm talking about the legal kind.
Yeah,
right.
It's out of their element, and it shows because they consistently can't get out of the first round. But then there's those that I mentioned, and there's many others too. It is amazing how good they are. And guys, when I tell you they don't know the lake, we go to great lengths. We've even put a polygraph in now in our events.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Did you get information? Did you talk to other anglers? We don't want to catch anybody, nor do they want us to catch anybody. So we're very serious
That's good.
About how we're formatting, because it really allows the purest of the sport to shine. Because you can't get lucky and make it to the championship. You can get lucky and make it through a round, but you can either, by God, know what end of the rod you're holding, or you don't in this field.
Well, I know in the two you've had, I mean, obviously, maybe arguably the best fisherman of all time in KVD, and then one of your heroes happened to win it 1 year too, didn't he?
Which one is that?
Is that Denny Brower?
Oh, golly. That was awful. That was the worst. Kevin's beat down what he did to those guys up in Michigan was pretty bad, and then Denny's was too. I remember there in that final round, he pulled up behind a set of boat docks, and Quinn was on them. And I'm talking boat box with metal poles. There's 8 metal poles on the whole dock, and that's it. And Quinn was right there on them. Denny pulled up there, made 3 flips, called a 3-pounder and a 2-pounder, and Quinn looked at him and said, "Old man, just tell me where you're not going to go, because I've had all this I can stand. I'm going to go there and get out of your way, but just leave me alone." Denny was intentionally looking for people to go fish behind.
Seriously?
Wow. Oh, absolutely. Just to point it, make a statement. And then that beatdown that Kevin did last year at Michigan, if anybody knows anything about smallmouth fishing and what to look for on a map, and if they didn't, it'd take me about 5 minutes, and I could give you the characteristics. Kevin went the most obvious place on the map. He was the only one there. And he not only beat him, it become personal to the point that he wanted to beat him to prove to everybody that showed up on that lake that he is the best at doing smallmouth in Michigan, and don't ever fool with him again. And that bunch left it dejected. It was the most frustrated I've ever seen Greg Hackney. He lapped Hackney, and Hackney was second.
Wow.
Now, Mark Rose suffered out there at Oklahoma this year. I know he didn't hardly catch anything. And Mark's a great guy, a good friend of mine, and I felt kind of bad for him after a while. You know, you could just see it in his face every time he wasn't on there much. I know you don't get much air time when you don't catch him. But
he said something, too. Mark Rose is a good angle, but you know, Keith, you bring up an interesting point, and Mark didn't learn this. And I've seen, and Doug, you were talking about who's good, who's not. The ones that have struggled the most in this format are my offshore guys. Mm. And they're dear, dear friends of mine, but a Timmy Horton and a Mike McClellan and a Jeff Creek and a Mark Rose. They're used to going offshore and finding that mother load. And only Ayler has done it, and he didn't start offshore. That, I could tell you a whole story about that whole round, the way it unfolded. But these guys will go out there and do their thing, and they're the best in the business offshore. But if you don't sit down on them, and those guys on the bank start popping them, and I laughed at McClellan the last couple of events because he's figuring it out. He's figuring out to stay off the outside edge and get on the bank and catch those with everybody else because they get so far behind, and then when they finally do come to the bank, they can't catch up.
Wow. We're talking to Marty Stone here, Major League Fishing, and you've got a couple of rounds under the belt now, and it's getting exciting. You know, when I watch it, I sit there and I start imagining, and I know that, as you talked about earlier, you go to a lot of pains just so the guys don't know where they're going. And it's amazing to me that you will stay close to a couple of lakes where you have the option to go someplace, and you hear guys that get up in the morning and say, man, when we passed that first sign, I knew I was in trouble because if they were going to a lake, I thought we had. But they just kept going. It's good to see guys that are out of their element a little bit. It makes us feel kind of good watching it at home.
Our format was this. Our weekend anglers work 9 to 5, 5 days a week. And they show up to the lake, no practice, no information, no help, and they feel helpless. And we want to show the world, one, how good our guys are, because they're doing the same thing now. But two, don't feel helpless. Go through the progression that these guys are going through and speed up your practice period while you're enjoying your days fishing. And I think we've done both. I think we've shown people that you don't have to have practice. You don't have to have information because the truly great ones here don't. And they're catching them. And I mean, they are flat catching them. And the weekend angler can be the same thing. The only difference between guys that do it for a living at a really high level and the guys that are really good but don't do it for a living, it's just the speed and the efficiency. Doug, it's very similar probably in the game you used to play. The difference between a great hitter and a good hitter is 50 points. A good pitcher and a great pitcher is 2 miles an hour.
One hit a week.
Location. Yeah, and, you know, and that's the same way. But I've got a friend of mine that's with the Miami Marlins, and I asked him one day, I said, how do these guys get used to hitting 95-mile-an-hour fastballs? And his comment was very simple. They see it every week.
Every day.
Our guys see these lakes, a lake, every day, every week, and the progression that they go through is so much faster. They'll make 50 stops in a day where a weekend angler will make 5.
Hey, how do you pick the guys, or what is the selection process for the guys to get involved and actually be in there to compete?
Great question. Our first group was hand-selected. We looked at of the accomplishments of the anglers. We also looked for good media partners. I mean, we are an entertainment property, first and foremost. We're there for ratings. Now, our select guys that's coming through, we went out and did just that. We opened it up softly. We let out the invitation to some folks. There's an entry fee involved with this. There's a capital investment, which we feel like is very warranted because we can show the ratings that they're going to get that more than offsets that. But it's been a soft sell on that, and these guys, the new ones are coming in, and they're qualifying through the select series. But I'll give you a piece of news that really the world doesn't know about yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm breaking some news for you right here.
All right.
What we did was protect our Major League Fishing anglers for the first 5 years. This year coming up in 2015 will be the 5th year that we've done this. So time has flew.
Wow.
At the end of this next 2 tournaments that we're going to have in 15, the bottom 2 anglers in Major League Fishing will qualify themselves out.
Mm.
The top 2 from the selects will come in. And from this period forward, every year we're having 2 coming out. And 2 going in. Now, you talking about tension.
Wow.
These guys that are on the bottom. I'm getting a call a week. Don Rux is getting a call a day. How do we protect ourselves? Boy Duckett, to his credit, many, many, many moons ago when we were setting this up and we all agreed to be partners in it, he looked at everybody. And I don't think the reality set in. Guys, this trail is not designed for us to fish and become old and live happily ever after. This is our property. We own it. But for it to be legit, we have to influx new blood. So we have figured out a way to do it. And a lot of people say, you know, we should be putting more anglers in. Well, the guys that are there have really got sweat equity involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe, too, the number two is pretty fair because you look in a four-year window, we could add eight anglers to the 24. So that only leaves 16, two-thirds of the original group. And this group that's coming from the selects, they're hammers. They won't be falling out anytime soon. So if people think tension was high, you wait to that last event that we go to, and there's two anglers that's not only getting ready not to advance, but they're getting ready to fall completely out of all the things that Major League Fishing is. Good. But that's going to be life-changing in a bad way.
Wow.
And for the guys that come in, it's going to be life-changing in a good way. You think we don't have a storyline to cover?
Wow. You've got something very classy going on. We'd like to have you back just for a couple more minutes. I got one more thing I want to ask you. If that's all right with you, talking to Marty Stone here. Major League Fishing, watch it. It's absolutely on fire right now. There's a good reason, and it's because of this guy right here we get on the air. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a minute here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Artis Gilmore, Hall of Famer, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug and Keith. They'll be right back.
Green River Bait and Grocery at 5240 Knifley Road, just out of Columbia, is your first stop before you put your pole in the water. They have bait and related fishing supplies. They also feature ice, gas, sandwiches, drinks, grocery, and pizza made to order. Kenny and Lois Janes invite you to stop by their business. Green River Bait and Grocery is located near Green River Lake. Call them in advance, and they will have your order ready at 270-384-5206.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley.
I'm Rick Bartley.
And we are the owners of Marine Works. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, Lowe makes a boat for every need, and we have a huge selection right here with a new Lowe fishing boat or pontoon, all powered by Mercury. Let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington. Please give us a call, 748-6180.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and, yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did. We're back. Marty Stone is our special guest today. Major League Fishing, of course, longtime bass pro, and all-around good guy. I like it when you give it back to us a little bit because it's you've been real soft today. You haven't really come after me. I know that it was a phone call that I didn't return or supposedly didn't return.
You're being soft now with multiples.
Multiples?
I told you, you know that green button on that cell phone? They put it on there for a reason. Hit that thing, when that thing rings, you talk on the other end.
You're going too fast, buddy. Wait just a minute. It's like Boyd Dowler when he went in there and Vince Lombardi came in with the guys and said, boys, we're going back to scratch. And he says, this is a football. And he said, Boyd Dowler raised his hand and said, coach, hold it. You're going just a little too fast. All right. Major League Fishing is a huge success now. You got great people on there. I love the way you go. And you got Shelly giving the board. And you got you a good host. You got you on the water.
And he's got Shelly giving the board.
And you got Shelly giving the board. Yeah. And you on the water.
You'll get me fired, too. All my buddies send emails and then producers. They'll call me up and go, got another 10 of them Shelly emails. And my boys won't even hide it. They signed their own names. Some of my best friends in the whole world. Let's see more Shelly. Get rid of Marty. Well, and I'm part owner, so if it helps the ratings, I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah. She does kind of bring a little something different.
Yes.
I mean, I kind
of
like that.
She is one of the most fabulous people I've ever had the privilege to work with.
Wow.
She's incredible. Very, very talented lady, probably works 250 days a year. Good she's time. Down in the Florida Panhandle a lot, does a lot of commercials for car dealerships. We found her helping host a tarpon event. So this isn't the first time she's ever been around fish. She is one of the nicest additions and just a class act.
Well, I agree. You've got a great show going. Tell me anything that we can look forward to here in the next couple of weeks, that, or do you just want to save it and make us watch it and come up with our own conclusions?
Oh, this next one, it will be an outcome that most won't see coming.
Oh, I like
it.
Had
more twists. And it was one of the best. You know, some of our final rounds have been blowouts.
Yep.
And after a while, Kevin catching another smallmouth, and he's 90 pounds ahead. For the Kevin Van Dam fans, that's great. But for the rest of people in life going, well, this is a rerun, this next one will be a lot of back and forth. It'll be very, very close. Many, many different storylines as it unfolds. It was by far, in my opinion, one of the most exciting ones, and someone took off in the third period that you really didn't see it coming.
I like it.
I do. I like it because it's 2 hours long. You know, after an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Was. Have I gave y'all a story behind why we did that?
No.
Well, I'll try to do the Cliff Notes version. That means I'm gonna talk for a while. But what happened when we were doing the ratings and we were looking at everything, if we're a sporting event, and we can all make the argument whether we are or not, there's not a sporting event around that's ever aired and shown in an hour. So we went to the Outdoor Channel, who's our partner, and said, look, we're a sport. We want 2 hours. And our ratings substantiated that. We were the highest rating show on the fishing block. So we're top left-hand corner. We had the highest viewer retention of any show on the Outdoor Channel, and here's what got us there. We had the highest viewer addition of any show, meaning that when all of us are hanging out watching Major League Fishing, we're texting, emailing, phone call, smoke signal, whatever, telling our boys, hey, man, it's on, need to watch it. So we add viewers as we go. We're the only show that does that on a consistent basis. So Outdoor Channel agreed. You're a sporting event. We like your numbers. We're going to air you, since we're partners, prime air time, and not only 1 hour, but 2 hour. But the unfortunate thing with that is you got to put up with me more, because I'm a lot of the ins and outs during the show.
No, but the stuff you bring, though, it's so good, because when you see people, a lot of the guys that are fishing, they're not sitting there telling exactly how they're catching the fish. They're just trying to get them in a boat. And that gives you an opportunity to explain to some of us that are still trying to learn exactly,
you know,
what's going on.
I had a meeting just yesterday, a conference call with one of our producers and some other folks, and you're about the 11th person that has really come out and said that about my role. But what we've also found out, too, and we really left this up to the guys, because what I didn't ever want it to become was all about Marty and not about them. When I agreed to do this, it's all about them, and if I can add a little value, I want to. But we've realized one of the many things we've got to improve upon, and we're in the process of making that happen now, is to give you guys even more in-depth information. So if XYZ anglers catching them on a square bill on a certain type of cypress or a certain type of depth, I've got to explain the lure, I've got to explain the presentation and how they've done it on the water, real time. And that's a new role that I'm going to start taking on, in adding more in-depth detail like that.
Well, it certainly pays, and I've never looked at you as trying to hog any airtime on there. Of course, now knowing you a little bit better than I have before, knowing that you've always been somebody who's tried to put others ahead of yourself, and that's kind of how we got this program going. That's exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to have fun with it and put our sponsors and everybody ahead of ourselves, and it's amazing what the good Lord can do when you start doing that, and I think you've brought that, and it comes across on the on the show. I mean, you can't control everybody from becoming idiots and cracking up and using whatever kind of language, but you can certainly control what's seen on the air, and you've done a great job of doing that.
Well, we appreciate that, and we realize we still have a lot of people in this world that don't know about us. We've got a lot of brand building to do. We've got to bring in new players. Hopefully down the road, we're going to create even a couple more avenues at other anglers, maybe an amateur, things like that can come involved. So we're 5 years forward thinking right now, but we can't lose sight of the fact that we've got to keep improving if we want to continue the success we've had. And this thing has really been better than any of us dreamed it could be. And it's because shows like you guys give us some airtime where we can think about it. And then our anglers are really buying into it. And most importantly, the fans have embraced it and let these guys really show their talent.
Well, you've done that, my friend. I tell you, we appreciate you. And give me a call. I'll be down there. I may even bring Keith with me. I'll be down. I'll bring my glove, my turf shoes, and everything. I'll be ready to work out.
We can do it. I've got a young man that needs a little tip on second base, and I heard you played that position once in a men's church league softball game and are highly qualified.
Slow-pitch softball, too, by the way. Marty, can't thank you enough. Keith,
Artie,
and I are honored
you,
to be here. This is great. Hope we get to see you here pretty soon, and best of luck with all the stuff that's going on.
Guys, thank you so much. Don't ever hesitate to reach out. This is one of my highlights. I enjoy doing this with you guys.
You got it. Very obvious. Thanks so much. That's Marty Stone, and we'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a minute.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GA. And they will be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, Lowe makes a boat for every need, and we have a huge selection right here with a new Lowe fishing boat or pontoon, all powered by Mercury. Let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington. Please give us a call, 748-6180.
We are back with Big League Fishing, Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, Josh Toughness in the studio today on this beautiful, beautiful afternoon. To tape a nice little fishing show and talk fishing with a really good guy.
Yes, Marty's a great guy. I met Marty a long, long time ago. I've known him now since early 90s, I guess. And we were fishing in a regional tournament on Bugs Island. I called it Kerr, but over there those guys called it Bugs Island. And I happened to win the tournament.
Bugs Island's the same as Kerr?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's like, what's that, Thurman Strom? Lake is down in Georgia.
Strom Thurman?
Yeah, Strom Thurman or whatever it is. It's Clark's Hill.
I think I met him too when you had me come down at one time for an FLW. We were in, I don't know if we're down.
Where was it?
Anyway, they had us go to a school. I remember when Taylor put me in one of those shirts and everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We went
to
some school, and I really think that Marty was in
that
group.
Yeah, Marty.
And, Greg Swindell, would he have been in that?
Gerald
Swindell.
Uh-huh.
I think he was in that.
They were roommates at the time, and they traveled together. Total opposites.
Yeah, well,
But they always traveled together. They're crazy. Swindell, he's a punk rocker, and Marty's just a conservative, you know. It's funny.
Well, it was good. Boy, I tell you, some good stuff. They got a great thing going
on. I'm telling you. I can't wait till the show now after what he told us.
I was hoping you'd get us one of them free scales off
of that. Yeah, I forgot what you was going to ask. You threw me a looper. I thought, what was I supposed to ask you?
Have you been working all day today?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons.
In the cold.
Yeah.
Golly, it's been cold.
Let me ask you something. We're taping this show, but it's airing this weekend. Is there a potential for us to go?
It's very slim, but it's a potential.
For either day?
Either day. It's not looking good for me.
Well, I'm going.
I hope you can.
It's going to be 52 down at Chickamauga on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
At Dale Hollow, it's going to be 41.
That's not bad.
Which is not too bad.
No.
I mean, what's he hung up with? You got a coach again?
Well, I am coaching again, but I'm not coaching this weekend.
I mean, I'm going. You got to go.
I'd love to.
Well, what if I got to go by myself?
Oh, don't do that.
Well, we go Saturday. We can take a little red.
We might. I might can swing Saturday.
See, here's what I can do. I can come down on Friday night. We can pull the boat out and have it ready to go if we have to take mine. Mm-hmm. We can have it ready to go, and I can stay down there and then pick you up next morning. We'll be ready to roll.
Mine may be ready.
Oh.
Mine, I may have mine by the time this airs.
All right. We need to go.
Big old Ranger.
Promise me right now in front of all these millions of people that are on the air that you will go fishing
today. I can't promise that because I've got some things.
Folks,
I have.
If you're out there and want to go fishing, would you call me, please? Because my partner has absolutely left me.
I may have to stay with my dad this weekend, so something I have to watch
and
out
and
for.
I see now you're going to lay this guilt trip on me because that's where you're supposed to be, but that's a guilt trip on me, though.
We've got a lot of things going on right now.
All right.
Hopefully it works out. We'll try to go. I mean,
let's talk about
something. I want to go.
If you're throwing an Alabama rig, have you ever considered or thought about throwing the Alabama rig on monofilament line, 25 or 30-pound test? Are there any pros and cons to throwing it on braid as opposed to throwing it on regular line?
I have thrown it on monofilament.
And
I can't tell any difference. I like braid because, you know, people says, well, I'm going to throw it on monofilament because you can't see the monofilament. But you can see those five silver wires that it's hanging off of, you know.
Is that the biggest, or what is the biggest difference in throwing them?
I didn't like the monofilament myself. You know, you got with braid, you got smaller diameter, of course, so you can throw a 65 and it's only like 14-pound test line. If you're going to throw 30-pound test monofilament, you got that big old line. It's easier to backlash. If it's cold, you get more memory out of it. So, of course, if it's cold, it won't freeze like braid
the
wheel.
Braid wheel, yeah.
That's the only advantage that I can see to it, but I like the braid because if it's strong and you hang up, you can get your bait back. And you got $25 in each one of those baits.
At least.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Well, I think it's a pretty good idea. But I've heard people say that they get more bites when they throw it on regular monofilament.
Seriously.
I didn't know.
I know with braid, there's no stretch. So you can tell when you get the bite better. Everything is about braid.
Oh, yep.
I like fishing braid anytime I'm in the grass flipping, you know, if I'm in Florida or upstate New York or wherever there's grass, you know. Because you can feel the bites much better. There's no play to it.
Do you use a leader when you flip with braid?
No.
You just tie it right to the braid?
Tie straight to it.
Okay.
Because most of the time I'm in grass, and I figure if they can see that braided line through all that grass, you know,
they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're paying attention to it. And I know that's their home, and they've got great eyes, no telling what they see, but it doesn't seem to affect them. And I don't see any advantage to monofilament with a Alabama rig.
Huh.
Because the only advantage monofilament would have, why would, you know, What would you think the advantage would be? Seriously.
I don't know if it has something to do with the way it comes through the water, but I don't know.
Good.
I just heard that recently at this boat show we went to last week, which we appreciate everybody coming by and saying hello
to us.
Yeah,
that was fun. We need to talk
about
that.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. And we got a chance to see a lot of our friends and talk about, you know, fishing and had our pal rods out there on sale that looked really good. Oh, man.
You even got another one.
Didn't I, though? I did, didn't I?
You did. We walked in with two, and we walked out with three.
Man, I know. Is there like a Fishing Anonymous or Fishing Equipment Anonymous, an FEA?
So. Something like that.
Because that's where I belong. I'm a sick individual. I need help. I need professional help.
Professional help, yeah. Couch and all that stuff.
Yeah, I need somebody to sit there and talk to me. Here's what I need. I need to go fishing.
Yes, I agree with you. I do, too. I haven't been since first of the year.
I got
day one.
Well, one of my buddies, Brian Baker, over at Sportsman's Warehouse, and I were talking, and he showed me some pictures from February the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th of a guy that has been there and on consecutive days has got a fish over 8 pounds.
Really? Where at?
Chickamauga.
Oh, Chickamauga. Well, I understand that.
And he's throwing the rig.
Yeah.
But he's out there every day, and I mean catching monster fish.
Yeah.
And not just one or two, but a bunch.
It was this time last year, a guy caught, five that weighed almost 50 pounds or something like that.
Where was that, Chickamauga?
That was at Chickamauga. He won some tournament. I think he had five, weighed 47 pounds or something. It was unbelievable. He had an 11-pounder and a 12-pounder.
When can we go?
I'd love to go.
All right, let's work on that diligently see what you can do.
It would be it's not 50-50, but I might be able to swing out.
All right, because I would really like to go, and then even if we just got to go to Dale, because I think we could probably catch some of Dale,
too. I'd like to go to Dale. The fish have been biting all winter.
All right.
It's been a good winter.
Let's go there.
Okay.
And that won't be as long, then we can come back and, you know, listen to the ball game on the way. We're down there. Whatever. No, they play it. They play at 2 o'clock.
Do they?
Think so. The game's moving to 2 o'clock.
Okay.
2 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, the Catchers playing good. Still undefeated. Let's hope that keeps going.
You know, a lot of teams have played really good against them, and everybody says, well, they're having some close games. Well, everybody's kind of upped their game a little bit to play against them, and they've played well.
And then you've got these packed houses, you know, like LSU the other night. It was just packed.
And they've responded pretty good.
They went from here. Here's the thing. They started out 10 down. They went up 12. They're back down
13.
And then they come back, go ahead 6. And then, or get behind by 6. And then they win by 2.
I really thought they were going to get beat.
I did, too.
I really did.
They had that look in their eye, and then they had a good defensive stand.
They just almost look sometimes like, you know, let's see how far we can get down and come back.
I bet it's driving Calipari nuts.
Well, and then they put that other bunch in there, and they seem to get them back in the game. I might think about who I started next game.
That's exactly what I'd be thinking.
I'd put that other platoon in there because they come out with fire and let them go, and then bring the other guys in.
And sometimes, I mean, I certainly don't know how he coaches.
God, I never thought we'd be talking about basketball.
Me either. But sometimes they don't have a score on the floor.
I know. You know,
they got a good team out there, but they don't have a good score. And then they'll have to switch around. Then they got two or three good scores on. You know, I don't know.
Go ahead. You were a coach. You're allowed to give your opinion.
That's you know, it looks like to me that I would split that up a little bit.
The Harrison twins are too inconsistent to start.
You know what? Yeah. And now the other day, like Andrew doesn't score 2 games ago, and then he comes out lighting it up the other
night.
Exactly.
He's great. I mean, they're great when they're on, but they're just too inconsistent compared to this other platoon that when it comes in, when it's got guys like Booker. And
Ulis.
And I'm thinking of the other guy. Who's the guy that hits the threes all the time?
Ulis and Booker, the one. Trey Lyles comes in and does a pretty good job. Yeah. He didn't hit threes.
Carl Towns and Booker's threes.
Booker's
and
a three. Booker's man.
Towns has been starting, but the thing is when they get that rotation of the younger guys, it seems like they're hungrier at this point.
And when I watch Willie Cauley-Stein, it's like he's either great or he's disappears, and you wonder what. All right, I don't understand. You know, what's the deal?
Well, they're in the stretch now. I think you'll see them start playing harder now. I think it's in the home stretch. They're 24-0. They got a lot to gain.
He also does suffer from sickle cell anemia, Willie Cauley-Stein.
Willie does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember he was out a couple of years ago for that?
Yeah. I did not know that.
I think it was his freshman year he had an issue with it. But, yeah, it causes him to – he kind of has ups and downs with it.
Well, honestly. I can imagine.
Like some days he's really, really tired, and other days he's ready to go.
I respect him even more.
So am I.
That's yeah.
something. Mine's called –
to get you checked out.
Old age.
Old age. Which, I mean, honestly, apparently that's – it's supposed to be similar as far as the way you feel. It takes a lot away from you. So
wow. But they're 24-0, and so I'm sitting back and sort of enjoying it. I don't get too fired up when they're down or if they're going to lose a game. You know, lose one now if you're going to lose one. So
we are watching something special, though. That is for sure.
Well, no doubt, they do have potential. When you look at the teams they've played against that are all either getting better or they're still up high in the rankings.
And I think that the SEC is tremendously underrated in basketball, honestly. The ferocity of which that they play when they're playing each other is just it's unmatched.
Did he say ferocity?
He said ferocity.
He did, didn't he?
I'm bringing some extra syllables to the show today.
We're gonna have to cut you off, man. It's a family show, and you be going there. Half our people sitting out there going, what the heck he talking about? Did you see the thing I sent out this week?
No.
About rednecks, that people get on rednecks all the time, but the rednecks are the people getting up and are going to work. They're people that are something else, and then they're also the people that are getting up and going to war. So it's from Jeff Foxworth,
which is true.
And, of course, we know that you don't have to be from the South to be a redneck. You can be from anywhere.
I mean, hey, Thompson told me a joke, our buddy.
Oh, God.
You know the jokes he told Saturday night up there.
Terrible.
That's awful.
We're running out of time.
I know.
We got time for this joke?
Well, it's real short.
All right, make it quick.
What is Forrest Gump's password?
I give.
One, Forrest, one. How about that? Hey, he told it, I didn't.
You know?
All right, guys.
I apologize.
Let's wrap it up.
I apologize. Folks, if we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we'll find you someplace on the water, maybe. For Josh and Doug and Keith, you've been listening to Big League Fishing here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.